So the body snatcher offered him and mother new identities, transportation to the commune, a cottage, and a plot of land. They took it.
And what did the body snatcher get?
He himself probably didn't get anything. The commune got their ration tickets. They were allowed to keep their money, although they didn't have very much.
What happens if they get caught?
Not a chance. She laughed. The communes provide over half the country's produce. They're really just an unofficial arm of the government. I'm sure the CBI knows exactly where they are. Dad grumbles that it's just a fancy way of being in jail anyhow.
What a weird setup.
Well, it keeps the land farmed.
She pushed her empty dessert plate a symbolic centimeter away from her.
And they're eating better than most people. Better than they ever had in the city. Mom knows 100 ways to fix chicken and potatoes.
After dinner, we went to a musical show. The hotel had gotten us tickets to a cultural translation of the old rock opera Hair. The program explained that they had taken some liberties with the original choreography, because back in those days, they didn't allow actual coition on stage. The music was pleasantly old-fashioned, but neither of us was quite old enough to work up any blurry-eyed nostalgia over it. Still, it was much more enjoyable than the movies I'd seen, and some of the physical feats performed were quite inspiring. We slept late the next morning. We dutifully watched the changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace, walked through the British Museum, ate fish and chips, ran up to Stratford-on-Avon and caught the old Vic doing an incomprehensible play about a mad king, and didn't get into any trouble until the day before we were to leave for Lisbon. It was about 2 a.m., and we were tooling our tricycles down a nearly deserted thoroughfare. Turned a corner, and there was a gang of boys beating the hell out of someone. I screeched to the curb and leaped out of my vehicle, firing the shotgun pistol over their heads. It was a girl they were attacking. It was rape. Most of them scattered, but one pulled a pistol out of his coat, and I shot him. I remember trying to aim for his arm. The blast hit his shoulder and ripped off his arm and what seemed to be half of his chest. It flung him 2 meters to the side of a building, and he must have been dead before he hit the ground. The others ran, one of them shooting at me with a little pistol as he went. I watched him trying to kill me for the longest time before it occurred to me to shoot back. I sent one blast way high, and he dove into an alley and disappeared.